Connecticut residents and families testified at a public hearing Tuesday on legislation that would make insulin and diabetes supplies more affordable. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports.
It was just a year ago that Eli Terrace was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, which is a lifelong chronic disease that requires a medication called insulin. And he says the hardest part? Navigating health insurance and the costs for his disease treatment.
I have spent more hours than I would like to have counted on the phone with health insurance representatives, on the phone with manufacturers, on the phone with medical supply distributors, and it's really aggravating and frustrating, and that honestly is above and beyond the worst part of the transition, more than, you know, the injections and the finger pricks and the dietary changes.
Harris is among advocates supporting a state bill that would cap the out-of-pocket costs to patients for things like insulin, glucose monitors, test strips, and other supplies. The price of insulin nationally has nearly doubled in the last 5 years. People on state-regulated health plans would pay no more than $50 for a month's supply of insulin. It would cap other diabetes supplies at $100 a month. Ted Doolittle is the state's healthcare advocate.
It's a smart investment to get people to have and take their insulin so that the health system is spared from dramatic expenses when they don't.
The bill would also create a fund to help low-income diabetics pay for treatment and allow pharmacists to prescribe a refill of insulin without a prescription in emergency situations. Doolittle says that while the legislation tackles insurance coverage, it could do more to get at the root of the problem.
This committee should consider strengthening the bill or having some type of separate legislation that actually goes toward the high price of insulin. The high price of insulin is what's driving all this.
He suggests requiring doctors and pharmacists to first look for cheaper alternatives before prescribing a particular brand of insulin. Doolittle also says there needs to be a better system for those health providers to compare medication costs for their patients. He recommends the state track and monitor insulin prices and prescribing trends. Kathy Lebreck, who lives with type 1 diabetes, says solutions need to come from all sides and all levels of government.
Since all of the expense has gotten so much more incredible, it's a shock, and you have to give things up in order to give attention to other important parts of your life. So to make it more equitable, I think it's really important that we do something like this.
But the legislation is limited under insurance law. It'll apply to state-regulated health insurance plans like the ones offered through Access Health Connecticut. But it won't benefit people who get their insurance through self-insured large employer-sponsored plans, which fall under federal law. Senator Matt Lesser chairs the State Insurance and Real Estate Committee.
And so one of the things that we're sort of wrestling with is, okay, so if there are folks who have high-deductible health plans who don't have affordable access to insulin, but they're not regulated by the state of Connecticut, what can we do?
Lawmakers say there will likely be changes to the bill as it moves forward. It'll need to pass out of committee before making it to the General Assembly for further consideration. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.